Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Nick Farabaugh. Nick is the host of the Locked On Pitt podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering Pittsburgh Panthers football and basketball. He is also a Panthers and Steelers writer for Pittsburgh Sports Now, a production assistant for the ACC Network, and a sports broadcaster for WPTS-FM 92.1 in Pittsburgh. On the program, we discuss the Pitt game against UNC, also we talk about head coach Pat Narduzzi, also Pitt's current ranking in the college football playoff rankings, and much more. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen, and so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Find your warrior today.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Are you looking for a truly special gift? At Bowl & Branch, we don't just make products. We make experiences your loved ones deserve. I'm Scott Tannett, and my wife Missy and I founded our company to bring care to you and your family. We use pure organic cotton to make the most comfortable sheets out there. They feel special, look special, and come in our special holiday packaging. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your order.
Experience the best sheets you've ever felt at bollandbranch.com. That's B-O-L-L andbranch.com. Promo code DREAMS.
It's Black Friday now at JCPenney. Starting Friday, shop thousands of Black Friday deals across the store while they last. Our Yes Please diamonds are only $19.99 each. Bundle up the family in jackets under $25. Plus, update with cookware and cutlery, now $9.99 each after $10 mail-in rebate. These deals are yours for the gifting. Happy Black Friday, JCPenney. Offers valid on select items 11/19 through 11/21. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone taps, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too. All designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, Any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's Chicken Fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to Louisiana. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TUNEIN. Sign up right now to get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code TUNEIN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
The following message comes from Data IQ, the platform for everyday AI. Let's face it, the potential for positive change with AI is huge, but seeing that value is hard. AI-driven growth is about organizational transformation, not just technology. And today's businesses struggle with the complexities of bringing AI initiatives to fruition. That's where Data IQ comes in, infusing a culture of working with data and AI every day and at every level of the company. Whether solving for the mundane like automated forecasting, or what is the optimal number of widgets to buy, or undertaking moonshots that push the limit of today's technology to grow your organization and innovate. That's everyday AI. Join more than 45,000 people worldwide across banking, insurance, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, retail, and more who are driving results with Data IQ. Visit dataiku.com to learn more. That's dataiku.com.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all.
Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
Hey, Randy, what you doing?
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm just making a list of things that make me feel really, really good.
Wearing Bombas socks.
Trust me, that's number one on my list. Bombas socks feel so good because we use the smartest design and best materials, making them the most comfortable socks ever.
Plus, because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters, we donate a pair for every pair purchased, and that feels pretty good too.
To shop Bombas or learn more about how your purchase supports those experiencing homelessness, go to bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first purchase.
He said there's beauty in the struggle. As he goes deep, first down, open receiver, caught. Melky Stovall.
There were punters.
I don't know about that.
Third and goal. The fake. The end zone. Touchdown, Bartholomew. Play design from Whipple. The fake to Abatacanda. Bartholomew wide open.
The second time we've seen Gavin Bartholomew sneak out of the backfield. Eugene Asante, the linebacker's got him. He gets his eyes caught in the backfield.
So first and 10 for Pickett. Again, needs 6 for the record. Going for more. It is caught.
While the field crew does an excellent job, it takes a lot of abuse. So we've already seen one player slip and it cost him.
Pickett to throw on first down, has the receiver wide open. That is Wayne. Under 5 to play. Pickett surveys the field, going to take a shot at the end zone. Has Wayne, touchdown Pitt. Went right back at Storm Duck.
And
you've got they like using.
You've got Jared Wayne down here to the bottom. Storm Duck is on him. You're going to see him with an inside release and him go on that post route. But watch, he inside releases, straightens up on the hash, and then breaks inside, creating that little bit of separation. How about the throw by Kenny Pickett? Puts it on the face mask.
Rain coming down now. First and 10 at the 11. Pickett throws. End zone caught. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. The big tight end, Lucas Kroll.
And it's the big body of Lucas Kroll. Watch the way he uses his body to shield the defender off. Kenny Pickett puts it right on the number.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Again, that audio was courtesy of ESPN, and that was the quarterback for the Pitt Panthers, Kenny Pickett, in true fashion, helping the Pitt Panthers beat the University of North Carolina in overtime back on November the 11th of 2021. The final score was 30-23. Again, that was Pitt beating North Carolina 30-23. To talk more about that game and also some other things happening with the Pitt Panthers, let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Locked On Pitt podcast and also a Pitt and Steelers writer for PGH Sports Now and also a production assistant for the ACC Network and also a broadcaster for WPTS Radio in Pittsburgh. Let's welcome Nick Faribault to the program. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Nick, give me your takeaways from Pitt's victory over North Carolina.
Yeah, well, there were a few really big, I think, takeaways from that and kind of the mode in which Pitt won that game. You know, with a struggling offense through a monsoon, through wet weather, it was kind of a way they haven't won this year, and that was through their defense, and their defense stepping up in a big way against a really quality quarterback in Sam Howe, guarding Josh Downs, Ty Chandler. That were a lot of good weapons on that team. And the defense, which has been kind of the question mark of Pitt all year and why they lost to Western Michigan and why they lost to Miami, that's kind of what had them actually win on Thursday night. When the offense sputtered in the second half due to some inconsistencies and some injuries along the O-line and at receiver, and Kenny Pickett wasn't completely on his game, the defense stepped up and picked them up, and then the offense picked them up in overtime. And the defense shut the door. And I thought that was the biggest takeaway, that the defense is starting to improve and come together, and they're coming together at the perfect time. And as long as the offense doesn't continue to take a step back, and I don't think they will with the play of Kenny Pickett, I think that Pitt's looking good. And that was a big win for them because it was a tough emotional win. They had a close game for the first time in a little while, and they gritted it out and won the game, and that felt like a real stepping stone for Pitt as they try to move on to bigger things.
It was a stepping stone for Pitt, and you mentioned because for much of the year, Nick, Pittsburgh's defense hasn't been the best. I mean, they've been in a lot of high-scoring matchups. Opponents have scored at will on their defense, but like you said, the defense really stepped up in a major way as Pitt was able to beat North Carolina in overtime. We're going to get more into Kenny Pickett a little bit later, but I want to get to the running game for Pitt. Israel Abanikanda had 12 carries for 63 yards in this game. Overall, he's had a pretty decent year for Pitt. Just give me your thoughts on Israel and his play.
Yeah, Israel Abanikanda has been pretty special, I think. You know, Pitt's not completely sure how they're trying to use him just yet because they also have two talented backs in Vincent Davis and Rodney Hammond behind him. But Izzy's a guy that has track star speed, but he's also a guy that can run in between the tackles, run physical, run hard. He's really hard to bring down. Again, he has that breakaway speed. So he's a pretty special player when you just look at physical tools with the speed, the explosiveness, and the agility he carries. And then you talk about the demeanor in which he plays and the improvements as a receiver and as a pass protector as well, so you can get him on the field all three downs. He's not just a downhill runner or a track star runner anymore. He's a guy that's a complete running back now. And I think Izzy Abanikanda, you know, one of the big things that was a question mark was the running game coming in this year. And I think he's been a big part of kind of solving that and saying, hey, Pitt can run the ball, and you have to be really wary of Pitt's rushing attack because Izzy can really hurt defenses. He's a guy that continually each week shows up with new things and does it at a high level. I wish they would give him more work, but obviously they're trying to keep him fresh down the stretch, and I think as more and more critical games come up, Israel Abanikanda is going to get more and more carries because he is such a dynamic player.
Yeah, Israel definitely did his thing in this game, and he's really done his thing for much of the season. And speaking of doing his thing, Jordan Addison was the leading receiver in Pitt's win in overtime over North Carolina. He finished with 6 catches for 84 yards in this game. And I want to just ask you about Jordan, not just his performance in this game, but overall what he's done this year for Pitt.
Yeah, well, Jordan Addison's a guy that is one of those silent guys that comes in, works his butt off. He's a great communicator, though, a silent leader in the locker room, and he leads by example. And you can kind of see it on the field. Guys follow him, but he's taken his game from what was a really good freshman year to an absolutely phenomenal sophomore year. He's not only been one of the best players in the ACC, he's been one of the best receivers in the country this year. And that's why he's obviously getting Biletnikoff Award, and for good reason. I mean, you just look at what he does, dynamic player after the catch. He's hard to bring down. It seems like every time he catches the ball, he's got 5 to 10 yards of separation. Fantastic route runner. He can work from a variety of alignments. You know, Jordan Addison's a guy that clearly has NFL written all over him, and it's partially because of what he's done through hard work and kind of elevating his game from good to great, and who knows what he'll do next year. Obviously, he's only a true sophomore, which is even more impeccable. This guy plays at such a high level, and what he brings to the team is so valuable. You have to essentially double him at times, and it opens up opportunities for other guys. And again, that intangible quality he brings. He's a guy that leads by example. He's a great leader. He might not be the most vocal guy. He's a little bit more quiet and reserved, but that doesn't mean he doesn't lead. He's absolutely a guide for these receivers behind him, even as a sophomore. So Jordan Addison has brought so much to Pitt on the field and just as much off the field with his leadership qualities.
All right, I want to talk now about the Heisman race. Currently, we have Bryce Young. We also have Caleb Williams. Also, you can also put Travion Henderson in the mix as well. And you can also, I guess you can say you could put Kenny Pickett in the mix as well for the Heisman race as well. Kenny, in this game against North Carolina, he finished in overtime impressive. Like you say, he finished strong. Didn't have a great start, but he finished very strong with 346 passing yards to go along with 3 touchdowns and an interception. I mean, Kenny has had some dynamic games this year from a statistical standpoint. Give me your thoughts. This is a two-part question, Nick. Give me your thoughts on Kenny's performance in this game, and where do you see him in the Heisman talk?
Yeah, so first off, I think obviously the first half was just a phenomenal performance by Kenny Pickett, and that's kind of been the norm of what we've seen this year. He hasn't had many bad stretches of football, if any bad stretches of football. I think Maybe the fourth quarter against Miami was the other one, but this was his worst stretch of football in the second half. But the first half, he was throwing absolute dimes. He looked cerebral. He looked comfortable. Nothing was shaking him. And that's why Pitt put up 17 in the first quarter and then proceeded to put up 23 in the first half as well. He was phenomenal. But then the second half, I thought you saw him start to feel pressure a little bit and start to get happy feet and kind of feel a little bit of the pressure from the right side. But Pitt was dealing with some injuries on the offensive line. I don't think he completely trusted that. He made a few bad decisions. Maybe could have had two picks. Obviously, they dropped one on the final drive as Pitt was trying to drive with about 40 seconds left. But Kenny Pickett overall, you know, it was an up-and-down day for him. And he came through when they needed it most, you know, through the rain, throwing a real bullet to Kroll for the touchdown and then obviously Pitt's defense shutting the door. So he came up in the big moment, and that's something that you have to take into consideration. So first half, great. Second half, maybe not so great. Overtime, he came up when he needed to and brought the offense alive. Now, when you look at the Heisman talk, look at the stats. Kenny Pickett is up there with just about anybody. I mean, only four interceptions on the year. He's got just about as many yards. He's had rushing success. You know, there's a lot of things that you look at with Kenny Pickett from just the surface stats standpoint. He's up there with anybody. You can probably match him with just about anyone. Now, do I think he's going to win it? No. Do I think it's possible he gets an invite to New York? Absolutely. I mean, he continues to put up high numbers. He continues to be the engine for this high-flying offense, and why Pitt is quite honestly even relevant right now in the national conversation. So when we're talking about Kenny Pickett playing at a high level, when we're talking about that Heisman Trophy race, he's got the surface stats to do it. I mean, even looking deeper, he's probably the best statistical thrower in the college football world right now. So when you look at that, Kenny Pickett has a real argument to get to New York. Again, I don't think he wins it, but I certainly think you have to throw his hat in that kind of arena because of what he's done this year. And Kenny Pickett, again, has really not had many bad stretches of football. He's been pretty stable on that upper echelon tier with everyone else.
I know that this is currently, Nick, college football has been smitten for the last two decades with the SEC and also with the Big 12. And staying with the Heisman talk, do you think with Kenny maybe playing at a program like Pitt and being in the ACC, do you think that hurts his chances of not really being seen on national television a lot?
Well, I definitely think it comes into consideration because Pitt is, again, not really a program that's thought of having Heisman winners. Now, they've had it in the past, Tony Dorsett, Larry Fitzgerald was right up there. You know, Marino has been in that talk. But, I mean, that's been a while. You know, the Pitt program is not thought of as they were, let's say, 40, 45 years ago. They're thought of as this version, you know, the 7-5, 8-4 consistent team. Maybe a solid program, but nothing more than that. So, yeah, Pitt's not on national television all week. And I think, you know, people started to really talk about Kenny Pickett when he was on national television against Clemson and diced up a really good Clemson defense. And he played at a high level there. And then he plays at a high level against UNC on national TV. So I think, you know, as people continue to kind of look at Pickett and maybe he gets more exposure opportunities, absolutely that people will start to take notice. But, yes, absolutely that, you know, he doesn't play at Alabama. He doesn't play at one of these schools that is a premier school. Pitt's one of those teams that's not usually in this area, and they are this year, and maybe they will be for the future, but this is new ground for Pitt for the most part. They are only here once every 10 or so years, so yeah, he absolutely has to work to get that exposure. It's pretty incredible that he even gets as much exposure as he does right now, but absolutely, it hurts the outside view because Pickett goes to Pitt.
All right, and then I want to move along now to the head coach of the Pitt Panthers, and that's Pat Narduzzi, and he's been the head coach of the Pitt Panthers since 2014. And, Nick, it's shaping up to be his best year so far as the head coach of the Panthers. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Coach Narduzzi's 2021 so far, and where do you see him taking the program to the next level?
Yeah, well, Coach Narduzzi's developed a culture of stability. He's developed a culture that comes together and really makes these guys family. And that's something that I've noticed is also that it doesn't get many transfers out. In a era where the transfer portal is more active than ever before, Pitt doesn't have many transfers outside of guys that, you know, are just looking for playing time. They don't have many disgruntled players. They have guys that love to come here and play at a high level. And Narduzzi's fostered that culture, and I think that's part of what their success is. obviously the other part is just that they've recruited and developed guys at a really high level. I mean, this team is not laden with 4 and 5 stars. There are a few 4 stars. You know, Jordan Addison was a 4-star, for example. But there's also guys like Sebastian Dennis, who was a 2-star, and he's probably the star of the defense. So they are able to develop guys, send them to the NFL, and it's showcasing. Kenny Pickett, for example, he was a 3-star quarterback, and now he looks like one of the best quarterbacks in the country. They developed him. So that's the thing about Narduzzi. While he'll have frustrating moments with his defense, and you kind of look at the scheme and you're like, okay, that's not good. You also look at the positives, the culture he's built, the ability to develop guys to not just make them good college players, make them legit NFL players, that consistently sends talent to the league. It's something that you look at with Narduzzi. I think if they can go, say, to the ACC championship this year, if they win, obviously, on Saturday, they go to the ACC championship. If they can even win that ACC championship, get to the New Year's Six Bowl, I think Narduzzi is able to cash that in the 2023 class, the 2024 class, and potentially take Pitt to the next level. And maybe it's not just the occasional 10-2 season. You know, I'm not saying they're going to be 10-2 year in, year out after 23 and 24 with good recruiting classes, if that's the case. But they can easily be a stable 8-4 team, a team that goes into the real recognition of college football minds consistently, a team that is the crown jewel of the Coastal Division. I think that's absolutely a possibility for Pitt moving forward. And I think Narduzzi has done a really nice job of instilling a culture and expectation here at Pitt that allows him to potentially do that.
You mentioned about the recruiting class that Coach Narduzzi has, as well as with bringing in reliability and stability in the program. And there's some other great coaches in college football. There's Dabo Sweeney. There's also, of course, there's Mac Brown. You've got Nick Saban. And then you've also got Ryan Day and a host of others, as well as, Mario Cristobal from Oregon. In your opinion, Nick, where do you see where does Coach Narduzzi rank amongst those head coaching giants?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's on the level of Dabo or any of those guys, but let's say this: I think Pat Narduzzi is increasingly becoming a better and better coach, and he's climbing up those coaching ranks very quickly. You know, if there is a team that comes calling at Pitt's door, coming for Narduzzi, he might not leave just because he's built this program from the ground up. And the thing is about Narduzzi, he's done what you mentioned a lot of those guys have done. This Pitt program was a program that wasn't good before he got here. It was a really transition kind of job that needed stability, needed someone to stay here for years. And he's been stable, and he's made this team a consistent team that goes to bowl games and wins bowl games. But now he's taken it to another level. This is a program he built from the ground up. He's found success. He's made NFL players here. He's a guy that continually recruits better and better staff, keeps the staff that he trusts. He takes care of his guys. He takes care of his players. He develops those players. He does all the things well. So while he's not maybe on the level of, say, a Nick Saban or a Dabo Sweeney, he's absolutely in the tier potentially below them, and you can put him with guys like, say, Dave Aranda, for example, at Baylor, who's obviously had a really nice year at Baylor. I think in that tier, when you're talking about program builders that have kind of consistently made things happen, Luke Fickell, you know, that's kind of a thing. Maybe in that tier, I think that's where Narduzzi's comfortably sitting right now.
All right, and then I want to talk now about Pitt's current college football playoff ranking. They are currently ranked number 18, and that's a big step for a program. As you mentioned earlier, Nick, it's a program that's ascending, and it's a program that's definitely on the come up once again. Are you satisfied with Pitt being ranked 18th in the college football playoff ranking?
Well, I'll say this. I think there's definitely a way they could have been higher. You know, losing to Western Michigan is still a sour taste, and losing to Miami is a sour taste. But I think you have to be satisfied at this point. This is the highest point of relevancy in the college football playoff era Pitt has ever reached. You know, Pitt hasn't been in this position since 2009. Obviously, they would have had no chance to make the college football playoff even then. But that was a team that had the ability to win the Big East and potentially go somewhere. This is a new heights for Pitt. 18 in the college football playoff ranking is something that you have to be grateful for, because it's just something you haven't seen much as a Pitt fan or a Pitt alum or a Pitt player, a Pitt coach, whatever it might be around the program. There's real buzz around the program. And it's because of that 18th overall college football playoff ranking that you mentioned. Pitt is coming into it in a program on the rise. So you have to be somewhat at least satisfied with that result. Now, maybe they could have been higher. As I said, they left games out there. They could easily be 10-0 in this season. They could easily probably even be worse than not 8-2. So you're also grateful for that. But you look at the ranking, the number 18 ranking, that's just kind of sobering, a sobering reminder of where this program has come from under Narduzzi and where they've gone. And that's absolutely something you're satisfied with. Pitt is actually in the national conversation, and they have the chance to go to a New Year's Six Bowl, which would even be bigger.
All right, fair enough. And again, that's Nick Farabaugh. He is the host of the Locked On Pitt podcast. And Nick, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So tell everybody what you do as the host of Locked On Pitt, as well as some other things that you're doing with PGH Sports Now, also ACC Network and WPTS Radio.
Yeah, so I host the Locked On Pitt podcast. It's a daily podcast around Pitt. We talk everything from football. You know, we'll talk basketball as the basketball season comes into. We'll talk about everything around the Pitt program. And, you know, I also write about Pitt for Pittsburgh Sports Now. All my articles over there. You can check it out, covering them, the beat, and all of that. WPTS Radio, I call Pitt games. I call all different types of Pitt sports, anything from football to volleyball, whatever you might think about it. I call there over there at WPTS. And then at ACC Network, you can just check out our productions. I'm behind the scenes on that one. So make sure to check all of that out. Much appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. Before I let you go, Nick, I have a couple of more questions. I just want to ask you about, we know that Pitt shares a stadium with the Pittsburgh Steelers of the NFL in Heinz Field. And I know Pittsburgh is such a sports-heavy town. And I want to ask you, what type of attention does Pitt get, the same amount of attention as the Steelers and the Penguins of the NHL?
Well, I don't think they do, and you have to look at it because, again, it is an urban environment. It's a special urban environment, and Pitt game days down there, especially this season, have been bustling. There's been fire down there. There has been real buzz about Pitt in this town. There's no doubt about it. But Steelers level, Penguins level, probably not, because here's the thing. Pittsburgh is fractioned into Pitt fans, obviously. There's obviously Pitt. But there's also Penn State fans. Penn State's not far by. And West Virginia fans on top of that. So it's not just Pitt fans in Pittsburgh. So you also have to take that into account. So it's not completely covered with, you know, Pitt being covered as much as Pittsburgh Steelers or the Penguins. They do get covered, though. And that's been another big thing this year that you kind of noticed, that Pitt has received more and more buzz. The city has been more and more buzzed about the football team. And they get more and more people in the stands. The students have come out in fervor. And you're starting to feel real buzz around the program, and especially on campus, it's real palpable that, you know, this team is special and this team can do something real big in this program's history, but they don't get the same amount of attention, Steelers or Penguins in local media. It's just something that's not built for the town.
I want to stay just with the city of Pittsburgh for a moment, and you mentioned, Nick, the uniqueness of the city of Pittsburgh because it's urban, and it's considered to be a major metropolitan city, especially in the ACC, because if you look at a lot of the schools in the ACC, like Wake Forest is set in the, I guess I hate to say this word, but it's like set in a small town in North Carolina. Also, you've got Clemson is in Clemson, South Carolina, North Carolina State. I mean, the exceptions, of course, are Boston College, Louisville, and, of course, Miami that are set in the ACC. But I want to ask you, is Pittsburgh, I guess what I'm trying to say is this, does Pittsburgh get a buzz in college football? Because I know, again, it's an urban environment, but when they're Saturday home games, do people kind of treat it with the same respect as, say, a Steeler game or maybe if the Penguins are playing?
Well, I will say this. I think that Pitt, specifically because of their urban campus and kind of the way it treats, I think on campus, it's treated like a diehard event. And the students have been out in craze this year. I mean, they are really, really going out. There's tons of tailgates. You can walk along the North Shore, see a ton of tailgates by Pitt fans. So it's in as much as a Steeler game. Steeler games are really crazy. And this is partially just because Steelers fans are insane and how kind of crazy that fan base is. Is it the same as Pitt? No. But that's no slight to Pitt. Steelers fans are incredible fans. And so are Pitt fans. You'll see Pitt fans dotting the North Shore. They're usually packing it outside Heinz Field. There's a ton of tailgates. There's a real buzz around game days here down in Pittsburgh, especially in 2021 when you just look around There's always Pitt fans. Pitt fans are dotting the whole lower bowl. There's a real buzz, but especially on campus, I think you start to feel that connection to this team and kind of what's going on. It's getting more and more crazy, and Pitt has started to really become more of a diehard fan base as the season has kind of winded up and winded along. So while it might not be Steelers crazy, because, again, those are Steelers fans, I think that Pitt is really creating themselves a nice fan base here. The North Shore is very, very, very hyped for Pitt every Saturday that they play.
You mentioned something that's very unique of not just sports, but really all parties in general, and that's a tailgate. So I got to ask you this, Nick, what items can we find at a Pitt tailgate?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you this. You're probably not going to find many Permani sandwiches. I know that people will want to try that, but you probably won't find many of those. You know, Pittsburgh has a lot of interesting cuisine options. So it's a very multi-ethnic kind of city that gives you a lot of different flavors. So you could find anything from just burgers, you know, guys getting on the grill, burgers, hot dogs, all this good game day food. You might even find some tacos. You could find some really good subs. You could find all this. There's a guy that sits outside all the games and just chops up subs and kind of throws them out, and you can get them, and you can take them in the stadium, and they're really good, called Pepe's. So you can see pretty much anything. Tailgate food in Pittsburgh is a kind of a walking whirlwind of many things that you can find. You can find anything you want, tacos, barbecue. They had ribs day for opening day, and it was very well attended, and that was a big tailgate food. So Pitt brings out kind of anything you would think of for a tailgate.
All right, and I know as we discussed earlier, Nick, we know that Pittsburgh is a unique city, and it's urban for as far as college football is concerned. So normally I would ask what makes a certain city a unique college football town, but Pittsburgh is not really a college football town, even though Pitt plays there. So I'll ask you this question. What makes Pittsburgh a unique city?
Well, I'll say this. Pittsburgh is a special city just because it's an atmosphere that you don't feel much elsewhere. You know, the three rivers along the Riverwalk, the fact that the team plays right on the Riverwalk gives you a different feel. It feels like a big city. It feels like a big atmosphere. But it also feels like an urban city that has space to it. I don't know how to describe it, but that's my best way to describe it. The rivers are obviously the crowning achievement of this entire place, and it's kind of unique in that aspect. Pittsburgh as a whole, just the mentality the whole city carries, it carries a very friendly blue-collar kind of nature, and even though they kind of, you know, it still has that old steel mill kind of ethnic background to it, but it's not anymore. It's now a tech city, and it's kind of changed its fabric, but it also maintains those old roots. And you could feel that, but it's also a very green city. It's also a city that feels very, very special with those rivers. You just feel like it's a unique city you can't experience elsewhere. It's a pretty gorgeous city, too, obviously, with the incline and then Mount Washington. You get great views. It's a city that it embraces its identity to the max, and you feel that on game days, and you feel that going throughout the city. Wherever you are, you really feel like this is a city that is special and unique, and kind of has this fabric that's melded with the old and the new and also the scenery. And it creates a really cool atmosphere, I think, for a city. Just to host sporting events, whatever, live in the city. It's a really, really cool city as a result.
Awesome. Indeed it is. Pittsburgh is also the home of the Andy Warhol Museum. So, and, of course, PPG, Pittsburgh Plate and Glass. So a lot of cool stuff in the Steel City in Pittsburgh. So, again, Nick, thank you so much. And one more time, where can people find you on social media as well as Locked On Pitt as well as PGH Sports Now, also ACC Network and WPTS and any websites that you have, you can promote that as well.
Yeah, find me on Twitter at Nick_Farabaugh. That's FARABAUGH. You can find Locked On Pitt on any platform, Spotify, Apple, Google, Odyssey. We're on all platforms you might think of. So listen to Locked On Pitt wherever you can. Make sure to leave a review, too. I love the feedback on that. Pittsburgh Sports Now is at Pittsburgh Sports Now. Also do Steelers stuff over there at Steelers Now. So you can find me there. You can find me on their YouTube page doing some video content. As well, WPTS Radio 92.1 FM. If you're in the Pittsburgh area or around it, make sure to dial in there on game days. We call basketball, we call football, we call many, many other sports as well there. And I host my daily show 4 to 5 on Wednesday, so make sure to check in for all of those great things. And then ACC Network, man, just watch the ACC Network. That's all you have to do for that. My production's usually somewhere on there, all Pit stuff from the Pete, so make sure to check that out as well.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Nick Faribault. Nick, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, you just feel free to let us know.
Thanks for having me on, man. This was great.
Same here, my man. We'll be back with more right after this.
He said there's beauty in the struggle. As he goes deep, first down, open receiver, caught. Melky Stovall.
So are punters.
I don't know about that.
Third and goal. The fake. The end zone. Touchdown, Bartholomew. Play design from Whipple. The fake to Abatacanda. Bartholomew wide open.
The second time we've seen Gavin Bartholomew sneak out of the backfield. Eugene Asante, the linebacker, has got him. He gets his eyes caught in the backfield.
So first and 10 for Pickett. Again, needs 6 for the record. Going for more. It is caught.
This episode is brought to you by Data IQ, the platform for everyday AI. Getting value from AI isn't just about technology, but organizational transformation. Infuse AI into the day-to-day of your business, from solving for the mundane to undertaking moonshots. Elevate your people, teams, and company to extraordinary. Visit dataiku.com. That's dataiku.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last. Because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, like, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/4U for program details.
In the cloud, your data has the power to do the extraordinary. But first, you have to integrate, trust, govern, and manage all of it so you can act on it. Informatica gives you our intelligent data management cloud, the only platform dedicated to managing data of any type, pattern, complexity, or workload across any location. You'll always know your data is accurate, your insights are actionable, and your possibilities are limitless. Informatica. Cloud first, data always. Learn more at informatica.com/radio.
Unexpected trouble? CashNet USA can take the stress out of borrowing emergency funds. Our fast, secure application process makes it easy to apply online 24/7. Plus, CashNet USA offers same-day funding if approved before 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Additional terms may apply. Visit CashNetUSA.com or tap the banner to apply today.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of Southern Athletics. One love.
If you're looking to make an impact, there's no better place to do that than the U.S. Army. Whether your goal is to fight and cure deadly diseases, develop technologies, or seek adventure across the globe, the Army is where all of that can happen. And so much more. The Army is a team of a million individuals working together to take on the most complex problems in the nation and the world, and to win. Ask yourself, what's your warrior? And go to GoArmy.com to find out. Go to school while you serve. Learn about the simultaneous membership program today.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So, do you, work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So, do you, work here now?
Side hustle, baby. Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Raising Cane's presents The Other Rules of Football. Rule number one, any broadcast without the express addition of hand-battered, cooked-to-order Cane's chicken fingers is prohibited. On game day and every day, Cane's rules. Raising Cane's, official chicken of the New Orleans Saints. One love.
This episode is brought to you by Data IQ, the platform for everyday AI. Getting value from AI isn't just about technology, but organizational transformation. Infuse AI into the day-to-day of your business, from solving for the mundane to undertaking moonshots. Elevate your people, teams, and company to extraordinary. Visit dataiku.com. That's dataiku.com.
Excellent. Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep, occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Vons for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Vons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Vons.com/for you for program details.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andres Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Which combo you picking?
Snoop?
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Just looking to order some Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
I recommend a chicken finger box and my new album, Algorithms.
So do you, work here now?
Side hustle, baby.
All All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Farabaugh. Nick is the host of the Locked on Pitt podcast. Check it out. It's a wonderful podcast dedicated to covering Pittsburgh Panthers football and basketball, and he's also a Panthers and Steelers writer for Pittsburgh Sports Now, a production assistant for the ACC Network, and a sports broadcaster for WPTS FM 92.1 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.